Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And Brad, just kind of a saggy day in this market as far as the grains go, just slightly lower across the board here.
Yeah, choppy wheat, weak price action. You know, we still got the trade war and the front burner in the headlines here. They are going to show up. There's varying opinions of what's going to happen. Some people think there's going to be a deal done. Some think the tariffs are coming on and the trade war is going to linger on. But we'll just have to see what happens. Weather is the other catalyst here. We did see very, very heavy rains in south central Kansas, northern Oklahoma, and really the southeastern parts of the whole winter wheat belt has been just bombed with rain. And they're talking about lodging problems, disease showing up. So, maybe this winter wheat crop, which everybody thought was going to be a whopper, may not turn out so good if these rains continue down there. And we've all been through that before. And for the rest of the Corn Belt, northwestern Corn Belt, and up here, it looks like we are going to have an open shot of weather here over the weekend for a few days before rain shows up in the 10 to 15 day in a pretty big way. So we got a planting window coming up here, but it's going to be fairly small.
And that's the whole thing. It's going to take a little time for the ground to dry out in places. I was talking to a meteorologist today down in Illinois, and he said it's not to the point. He said if we get even just a light rain where you normally would keep you out a day, it's going to keep you out 3-4 down there because it's so wet.
Yeah, and we're so cool, too. I mean, we got to be averaging, 15, 20 degrees below normal, or at least 10 to 15. Normally I think of a mid-May warm days in the high 70s, low 80s, and we're far from that.
Right. We got a report coming up on Friday, and then, again, trade negotiations, so take your pick, huh?
Yeah, the report's probably not going to offer any help either. Everybody's kind of expecting a little bigger carryouts by reduced export demand and things like that, so don't look for these reports haven't had a friendly tone to them for, it seems like, years, but hopefully we can turn that trend as we go forward someplace here and get this trade war settled and get business back as usual again.
Now, the livestock side of things, we saw a little bit of a choppy action earlier this morning, and then we kind of just gradually move lower.
Yeah, the farms are still holding very large long positions. They're trying to liquidate, and especially the live cattle. That keeps pressuring the feeder cattle, and, of course, the hogs are in the middle of the trade war. Too. They were down $1 to $1.72 here today, with cattle down $1.20 in the June, $1.67 in August. So nothing good on that front today either. I guess I did read someplace this morning the composite of especially agriculture commodities are at their lowest index since 1977, which, hopefully we're at a bottom here close and we can start working higher, but that kind of tells you the shape we're in.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
Well, we had the energy numbers out today. A little bit of a draw on crude, 4 million barrels, 600,000 barrel draw in gasoline, and the distillates diesel fuel stuff was about steady there. But we're up 65 cents in crude, gasoline up 2.5 cents, and diesel fuel up about 2 cents.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.